and a bit of a sensitive story now involving self-harm. So do take note of who's listening to the radio at the moment. We will be sensitive with it, but I just wanted to give you a bit of a warning ahead of this next interview, this next uiuitanga. According to the Mental Health Foundation, self-harm is the direct, deliberate act of hurting or injuring your body without necessarily wanting to die. It's a way some people cope with intense or very difficult emotions or with overwhelming situations and life events. And film director Alex Anna decided to share her own story of mental health battles and self-harm. She's done it in a unique way. She's made an animated documentary. It's called Scars, and you can check out the trailer on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/Jessie. And Alex Anna is in New Zealand at the moment. She's a French film director, and she joins me on the line from Wanaka. Hi there, Alex.
Hi there.
Nice to talk to you today. Why did you decide to approach this topic in the form of an animated documentary?
Well, I thought, you know, I really wanted to talk about this very taboo subject, that is self-harm. And for a long time, I thought I would go into a fictional character and add a fiction. But then I thought maybe I will, you know, go into cliches and stereotypes. And I thought it should maybe be a documentary so that people can maybe relate to it more and see that it's for real. It's not just a fiction. And I added the animated parts, trying to look for a more poetic way to tell this story that can be really violent, and wanted to also tell what it, you know, some beauty and some add some softness to it.
Yeah, it's some very strong imagery. Congratulations on what you've achieved.
Thank you.
What did you want to achieve, though? What did you want the film to do?
Well, I wanted to really help breaking the silence around self-harm and try to, for the people who are self-harming, you know, who struggle with that, maybe make them feel less lonely and know that there are solutions and that you can overcome this. And for the people who maybe don't know so much about self-harm or maybe have their loved ones that self-harm and they don't know how to react to that, try to let them understand a bit more about how it might feel and what they can do.
Can you tell us a bit of your own story?
Yeah. It is definitely based on my own story.
Can you tell us a little bit of own journey?
Yeah. So I started self-harming when I was 14, and it lasted for several years. But at the time, nobody knew about it for a very long time. Nobody knew about it. And then I got hospitalized in psychiatric hospital, and then people knew, but nobody would talk about it. And I finally overcame it. I stopped when I was around 18, 19. It wasn't so easy. And then years passed, and I could see that when I was trying to talk about it or when people could see my scars, nobody would actually really want to go into this, talk about it. And there was a lot of silence, and people just didn't dare. And I thought, okay, that's a really big issue, and we need to open dialogue around it.
I guess as someone who's sort of been through it yourself, you're in a unique position of being able to bring this issue to a mainstream audience, help sort of explain it or help with understanding of it.
Yes, it does. Just a few years ago, I couldn't really use the word self-harming when talking about myself. It was all quite secret for me. And doing this film really helped me put some words onto what I felt and what I experienced. And yeah, now it's been a really, you know, it's been triggering and it's been hard for a long time, but now I can see that it's really positive and really helped.
You've done well with it. It's going to be screening online as part of the Toronto International Film Festival. In fact, I think it's already had its debut there.
Yeah.
What are your...
Yes, it's online at the moment, yes.
Can anyone go on and see it?
You have to be in Canada.
Okay. So we'll have to wait here in New Zealand to view it.
Sorry?
You will have to wait. New Zealanders will have to wait
yes,
to see.
Yeah. Unfortunately, just have to wait a bit, and hopefully, hopefully soon we'll have a festival that can screen it here in beautiful New Zealand.
Great. Well, thank you for using your voice on this topic, and a real pleasure to speak with you today.
Thank you. Pleasure as well.
That's Alex Anna. You can see the trailer on our website. The movie is called Scars.